In today's pod news, the Audioboom takeover of Triton Digital is no longer going ahead. The note released to the markets notes a £1 million loan that Audioboom got in February. It says Audioboom only has sufficient working capital for a further 4 weeks, that the withdrawal will cost Audioboom a further £700,000 in a break clause, and that the company's financial position remains uncertain. The note also warns of a possibility of winding up the company. Shares in Audioboom remain suspended. Audioboom's also announced that they have a new CFO, Brad Clark. Westwood One Podcast Network have launched Stokes & Friends K-Pop with THIS, a podcast for Korean pop. Season 1 kicks off with a 7-episode spotlight on the award-winning act BTS. It's hosted on Omni Studio. Rain reports on our story yesterday of buying your way into the Apple podcast charts. They quote other methods to hijack algorithms. Meanwhile, in a closed Facebook group, a person familiar with the story claims that Apple are identifying podcasts who've used this service and permanently banning them. A request for more information, however, hasn't been responded to. Another correspondent notes the opportunity for mischief. A jealous podcaster could spend $5,000 to use this service for a competitor and get them banned. We've heard nothing from Apple. In other news, Acast and Wise Buddha have announced LaunchPod, which they say is the UK's first ever large-scale podcast competition. eMarketer have produced a new report, Podcasting in Canada. Personal Audio LLC, who claimed a podcast patent, has been told that their case is finally over and those patent claims are no longer valid. Thank you, EFF. CNBC reports on a podcast from American Airlines, and Basecamp posts 3 tips for launching and running a successful podcast. You'll find links to that and lots more at podnews.com. .net.